Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 that pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. July 4th is coming soon, so here are two shows about the USA, though not necessarily in the ways you might predict. The first one takes a look at American democracy and offers cheers. Two of them.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Here are two of the songs that elicit those two cheers. Two catalog songs, one from World War II and one the observations of a recent immigrant. Both are good-spirited and affirm the size, diversity, and freedom of the USA, not to mention the place names you can't pronounce and the hot dogs everybody munches. From 1942, the King Sisters' Thank You, Columbus, and from 1962, Ray Bolger, What a Country.
Go, 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 ra-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Thank you, Columbus. Thanks to you for America. Thanks for the land that we roam on. And thanks for the dome on the big White House. Thank you, Columbus. You came through for America. Gave us a big opportunity to have Mickey Rooney and Mickey Mouse. Thanks a lot for the things we share. Peanuts, popcorn, and Fred Astaire. Thanks a heap for the Boston Bean. And thanks 130 million for the B-19. Thanks, thank you, Columbus. Thanks so much for America. Thanks for the freedom to wake and sing. Let love. Thanks, Christopher. Thanks, Mr. Burr. Everything. Thanks to you. Thanks to you. Thanks to you. We're grateful to you. Thanks for the ships.
Thanks for the ships of the Navy.
Oceans.
And for the oceans to roam in.
Thank you.
Thanks for the roads and the trailers.
The good-looking sailors of Uncle Sam. Hiya, boys.
Thanks for the newfangled razors.
Thanks for the canyons to throw them in. We want to thank you for the freedom to go nuts. For zombies and donuts and Boulder Dam. Thanks for nylon cellophane. Heart of Texas and even Maine. Thanks for jiving and movie shows. And thanks for Boogie Woogie and Gypsy Rose. Whoops, gee, thanks. Thank you, Columbus. You came through for America. Thanks
for freedom to wake and see.
I don't do thanks for hot dogs and candy, yes. Private Hargrove, the cats and jams. The boys in khaki, the gals in ties. I'm just wacky for the Bill of Rights. Oh, thanks, Christopher. Thanks, Christopher. Everything.
What a country. What a country. What a crazy place to be. 180 million people and not two of them agree. What a country, what a country. Every day a new frontier. What a rootin' tootin' six-gun shootin' country. Ride in a bus and you travel all day and still you're only two states away. It's terrific. What a country. And you pass more towns than you can name and every main street looks the same, full of traffic. It's amazing. And there's so many rivers and farms and herds, and who can pronounce all those Indian words? Shenandoah, Chattahoochee, Susquehanna, Tuscarora, Allegheny, Wallagoochee. What a country!
What a country!
What a country!
What a country! What a happy place to be! A million mountains, billboards, motels, rivers, rushing to the sea. What a country!
What a country!
What a country!
What a country!
I could give a mighty cheer.
Oh, that rootin' tootin' six-gun shootin' country.
Sunny, honey, of a country, oh brother,
you. The King Sisters with Burton Lane and E.Y. Harburg's Thank You, Columbus, and Ray Bolger with Charles Strauss and Lee Adams' What a Country. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Freedom is complicated and demanding and requires unyielding vigilance. Most of the popular songs that smack of protest come from the Great Depression. No surprise there. You expect them from workers who want to organize. But the surprise is they also appear in Broadway musicals. Not exactly fertile ground for protest songs. Pete Seeger, There Is Mean Things Happening in This Land, and from Irving Berlin's score to Face the Music, Kevin Vortman, Two Cheers Instead of Three.
There is mean things happening in this land. There is mean things happening in this land. Oh, the rich man boasts and brags, while the poor man goes in rags. There is mean things happening in this land. There is mean things happening in this land. There is mean things happening in this land. Too much cotton in our sacks, so we have none on our backs. There is mean things happening in this land. There is mean things happening in this land. There is mean things happening in this land. Too much groceries on the shelves, so we have none for ourselves. There is mean things happening in this land. Happening in this land. There is mean things happening in this land. Oh, the rich man boasts and brags, while the poor man goes in rags. There is mean things happening in this land.
Smart to be thrifty when times are so bad. Let's be patriotic, but let's not go mad. We must cheer the colors we prize. But here's what I strongly advise.
We'll just have two cheers instead of three.
Here's what we'll do.
We'll cheer the red and cheer the white,
but not the blue. And just have two cheers instead of three. For the land of the brave and the free.
Why give them three cheers when two will more than do? If there must be cheers, then let there be just two.
Cheer the stars and
stripes, here's what we'll do. We'll cheer the red and cheer the white, but not the blue.
And just have two cheers instead of three.
From 1937, Pete Seeger, There Is Mean Things Happening in This Land. And from 1932, Kevin Vortman, Two Cheers Instead of Three. Everybody's got an agenda. Among the most outspoken, at least musically, was Woody Guthrie. It's easy enough to gather around a campfire to sing This Land Is Your Land. You might not like his politics, but how could you object to this anthem that we've all embraced? All I have to say is keep looking. The song's been sanitized over the years. After several celebratory stanzas, Guthrie turns his ironic eye to the Great Depression and its effect on ordinary people. Wry, ironic, and blunt, he lets fly at those he considers the enemy. But this is what we're used to hearing. Woody Guthrie's 1940, This Land Is Your Land.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling, voice coming chanting, and the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me.
Woody Guthrie, This Land Is Your Land. War and race and the rights of working people are among the most common subjects of protest in popular songs. Their stories could also be jubilant, especially when they won. It could be a victory for a movement or a nation, but in popular songs, the focus is more often on an individual. The slave in Huck Finn, Jim, embraces his new freedom as he and Huck float down the Mississippi on a raft. From Roger Miller's 1984 score to Big River, Ron Richardson sings Free at Last.
I wish, by golly, I could spread my wings and fly, and let this grounded soul be free for just a little while, to be like eagles when they ride upon the wind and taste the sweetest taste of freedom for my soul. Then I'd be free at last, free at last. Great God Almighty, I'd be free at last, to let my feelings lie where harm cannot come by and hurt this always hurting heart that needs to rest a while. I wish, by golly, I could spread my wings and fly and taste the sweetest taste of freedom for my soul. Then I'd be free at last, free at last. Great God Almighty, I'd be free at last. I'd be free at last, I'd be free at last. Great God Almighty, I'd be free at last. I'd be free at last. Oh Lord, I'd be free at last. Great God Almighty, I'd be free at last. I'd be free at last. I'd be free at last. Great God Almighty, I'd be free.
Ron Richardson, Free at Last. America has often been a welcoming nation. Not always, but usually. We've watched the immigrants arrive, and then we've watched what happened after they settled in. One way or another, they became Americans. In 1949, for his score to Miss Liberty, Irving Berlin set the Emma Lazarus poem The New Colossus to music. In 1947, for their score to Finian's Rainbow, Burton Lane and Ewar Harburg watched what might happen next with a somewhat arched eyebrow. Alan McCleary, Give Me Your Tired, Your Poor, and Ella Logan, When the Idle Poor Become the Idle Rich.
Breathe free. The Just who is who or who is which? Won't it be rich when everyone's poor relative becomes a rocker fellative and palms no longer itch? What a switch!
When we all have vermin and plastic teeth, how will we determine who's who underneath?
And when all your neighbors are upper class,
you won't know your Joneses from your Esters.
Let's toast the day we drink our drinky up, but with the little pinky up.
The day on which the idle poor become the idle rich.
When a rich man doesn't want to work, he's a bon vivant.
Yes, he's a bon vivant.
But when a poor man doesn't want to work, he's a loafer, he's a lounger, he's a lazy good for nothing.
He's a jerk.
When a rich man loses on a horse, isn't he the sport?
Whoa, isn't he the sport?
But when a poor man loses on a horse, he's a gambler, he's a spender, he's a lowlife, he's a reason for divorce. When a rich man chases after dreams, is a man about town, a man about town. But when a poor man chases after dreams, he's a bounder, he's a rounder, he's a rutter, and a lot of dirty names.
You'll never know just who is which. When the idle poor become the idle rich.
The idle poor become the idle rich.
When the idle poor become the idle rich, you'll never know just who is who or who is which.
No one will see the Irish or the Slav in you, for when you're on Park Avenue, Cornelius and Mike look alike.
When poor Tweedledum is rich Tweedledee, this discrimination will no longer be.
When we're in the dough and off of the nut,
you won't know your banker from your butler.
Let's make the switch with just a few annuities. We'll hide these incongruities with clogs from Abercrombie Fitch.
Alan McCleary, Give Me Your Tired, Your Poor, and Ella Logan, When the Idle Poor Become the Idle Rich. When politicians ply their trade in a song, they're usually characters in a Broadway musical. They're almost always corrupt and are often figures of both power and ridicule. finding a candidate and skimming something off the top, two long-established political undertakings. From Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick's 1959 musical Fiorello, Howard Da Silva leads his smoke-filled room crew in politics and poker, and then takes center stage for Little Tin Box.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Hit me with a king.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of jacks, bet up.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play,
what to bet,
when to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll stay.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Panyashenkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, play for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck. Politics and poker, politics and poker, makes the average guy a heavy smoker. Bless a nominee and give him all regards, and watch while he learns that in poker and politics, brother, you gotta have that slippery, haphazardous commodity. You gotta have the
witness.
Mr. X, may we ask you a question? It's amazing, is it not, that the city pays you slightly less than $50 a week, yet you've purchased a private yacht?
I am positive your honor must be joking. Any working man can do what I have done. For a month or two, I simply gave up smoking, and I put my extra pennies one by one
into a little tin box. A little tin box that a little tin key unlocks. There is nothing unorthodox about a little tin box.
About a little tin
about
box.
A little tin box.
In a little tin box. A little tin box that a little tin key unlocks. There is honor and purity.
Lots of security.
In a little tin box.
Next witness.
Mr. Y, we've been told you don't feel well, and we know you've lost your voice. But we wonder how you managed on the salary you make to acquire a new Rolls Royce.
You're implying I'm a crook, and I say no, sir. There is nothing in my past I care to hide. I've been taking empty bottles to the grocer, and each nickel that I got was put aside.
That he got was put aside.
Into a little tin box. A little tin box that a little tin key unlocks. There is nothing unorthodox about a little tin box.
About a little tin box.
About a little tin box.
In a little tin box, a little tin box, there's a cushion for life's rude shocks.
There is faith, hope, and charity.
Hard-won prosperity
in a little tin box.
Next witness, take the stand.
Mr. Z, you're a junior official, and your income's rather low. Yet you've kept a dozen women in the very best hotels. Would you kindly explain how so?
I can see your honor doesn't pull his punches, and it looks a trifle fishy, I'll admit. But for one whole week I went without my lunches, and it mounted up your honor bit by bit.
Up your honor, bit by bit.
It's just a little tin box. A little tin box that a little tin key unlocks. There is nothing unorthodox about a little tin box.
About a little tin box.
About a little tin box.
It's a little tin box. A little tin box. Blue chip stocks.
There is something delectable,
almost respectable,
in a little tin box. In a little tin box.
Howard Da Silva and members of the cast of Fiorello with Politics and Poker and Little Tin Box. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. A year later, in 1960, Bach and Harnick moved another musical only a few blocks away to provide a setting for moral reform in the Tenderloin, New York City's red light district, populated by pals and prostitutes who engaged in numerous activities, including keeping the money moving. Perhaps you'll be glad to hear that the moral reformers fell short. The Company of Tenderloin, with How the Money Changes Hands.
Oh, it's grand how the money changes hands. Yes, it's grand how the money changes hands. Everybody's happy, oh, that's the way she stands. From the bank.
From the bank.
So you pay the dentist and he pays
the landlord.
The landlord pays
the grocer.
The banker spends it here. Tra-la-la-la-la. Everybody's happy. Oh, that's the way she stands. Just as long as the money changes hands.
You get so much enjoyment from a bottle of champagne that it's fun to pour your money down the drain.
Down the drain, so you pay the waiter.
And I pay the boss.
Oh, it's grand how the money.
And the cops pay me. Oh, it's grand how the money changes hands.
So the cops pay you,
and I pay Schmidt.
And Schmidt pays the alderman,
and the alderman pays the mayor.
Tra la 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 la.
The girls pay
Liz,
and Liz pays
the cops,
and the cops pay
Fry,
and Fry pays
Schmidt,
and Schmidt pays
the alderman,
and the alderman pays
the mayor. Tra la 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 la. Everybody's happy. That's the way she stands. Just as long as the money changes hands.
So long, chum. See you in church.
The Company of Tenderloin with How the Money Changes Hands. When politicians persist and survive, a few may eventually run for high office, even the highest office. So let's start with a rousing campaign song by the Gershwins, followed by two perspectives on the idea of making the race. The Company for the 1931 Of Thee I Sing, with Wintergreen for president, and then from the 1934 review Calling All Stars, The Patios with Idle Water be president, and from the Gershwins' revised 1930 score to strike up the band, Beth Fowler and Charles Goff, If I Became the President.
Thank you. could say I love you. You could say prove it. Then I could pull that all bromide. Oh, darling, just to reach your side, I'd climb the highest mountain, swim the deepest river, cross the burning desert, and you'd feel satisfied. But all those old-time phrases are hackneyed and passé. So when I sing your praises, let me put it this way. If they said they could make me the president, but I had to lose you, I would say I don't want to be president. I won't consent to being president or governor or anything if it means my losing you. And if they said,
don't you want to see Washington? There's a future in you.
I would say I don't want to see Washington. I'm not the one for Washington or Albany or any place if baby can't see it too. And if they made it clear that my career could be a great one without you, dear, I wouldn't even say maybe. I'd string along with you, baby. And if they said,
then you'll wind up a so-and-so and be practically through,
I would say, okay, I'm a so-and-so, but it's great to know that I'm a so-and-so without a thing, but still a king, 'cause I have you. And if they made it clear that my career could be a great one if I only had the moxie to drop the dame,
I wouldn't even say maybe. I'd string along with you, baby.
And if they said,
then you'll wind up a so-and-so and be practically through,
I would say, okay, I'm a so-and-so, but it's great to know that I'm a so-and-so without a thing, but still a king, 'cause I have you.
If I made you the ruler of this great democracy,
then I'd make you first lady, which is reciprocity. Just think, no matter where we go, they'd make the traffic stop.
We'd meet King Solomon in all his glory. Oh, everything would be just hunky-dory.
If I became the president,
and I were the president's wife,
we'd shake the hand of everyone we see. We could receive ambassadors,
the kindly upper class.
I'll talk on trade conditions.
We'll open expositions
and proudly march behind the drum and fife.
Oh, it thrills me just to tell of it.
We both were beyond veil of it. If I became the president, samples that they print.
Would you cut down your drinking when you're with a ship of state?
I'd cut down on the water and I'd take my whiskey straight.
You mustn't chase around when you're the prince.
It's not my fault if women think I'm sexy. If I became the president, I'd make each politician prohibition.
100 million drinkers would be free.
I'd grow a beard, I'm thinking.
You'd be as great as Lincoln, and Mr. Hearst would surely print your life.
But I'd never go so far afield as Tyler Poker Garry.
feel if I became the president?
And I were the president's wife. Is Santa Barbara tricky?
Or Russia Bolsheviki?
No braver man in all the strife.
But I won't become your pappy till you get me in the capital and I become the president.
And I am the president's wife.
The company of I'm the I Sing, Wintergreen for President, The Patios, I Don't Want to Be President, and Beth Fowler and Charles Goff, If I Became the President. It's all very noble and loving, but the slippery and slithy never quite disappear. A press conference offers many opportunities to avoid answering the question. You keep moving so you never present a stationary target. A quick wit, a quick tongue, and even quicker feet. From the 1978 score to the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, Jay Garner, The Sidestep.
Ladies and gentlemen, His Excellency, the Governor of Texas!
My friends, I want to thank you for that warm and sincere Christian welcome.
Gentlemen, you may ask your questions now.
What about the chicken ranch, Governor?
Fellow Texans, I'm proudly standing here to humbly say, I assure you, and I mean it, now who says I don't speak out as plain as day? And fellow Texans, I'm for props and the flag. Long may it fly. I'm a poor boy, come to greatness. So it follows that I cannot tell a lie.
What the hell did he say?
Mercy-dosey-dosey-dosey-dosey.
Little antsy-dosey.
Ooh, I love to dance the little sidestep. Now they see me, now they don't. I've come and gone. And ooh, I love to sweep around wide step. Cut a little swath and lead the people home.
Governor, how do you account for the current high rate of unemployment in our state?
Nothing unusual about it. Oh, well, it's just the natural law of economics. Now, the real cause of this unemployment thing is that people are out of work.
Governor, are you taking action against the chicken ranch?
Now, my good friends, it behooves me to be solemn and declare I'm for goodness and for profit and for living clean and saying daily prayer. And now, my good friends, oh, you can sleep nights. I'll continue to stand tall. You can trust me, for I promise I shall keep a watchful eye upon y'all.
This is all going over my head.
You and Wilt Chamberlain.
I love to dance the little sidestep. Now they see me, now they don't. I've come and gone. And ooh, I love to sweep around wide step. Cut a little swath and lead the people on.
Governor, why has the chicken ranch operation been ignored so long?
Beg pardon?
Sir, is it true that organized crime may be involved?
There's some acoustic problems in here.
Aren't you worried about possible payoffs and crimes out there?
Governor, what are you prepared to do about Miss Mona and the chicken ranch?
Now, Miss Mona, I don't know her, though I've heard the name. Oh, yes. But of course I've no close contact. So what she is doing, I can only guess. But oh, Miss Mona, she's a blemish on the face of that good town. I am taking certain steps here Someone somewhere's gonna have to close her down.
Melvin Thorpe has done it once again. He shone his light, and now we see.
Jay Garner, The Sidestep. Let's end with a different kind of spin, maybe with no spin at all. Kurt Weill fled the Nazis very soon after they came to power. By 1938, in Knickerbocker Holiday, he was telling an American story with lyrics by Maxwell Anderson, an American playwright. The score's most important song is September Song, but it also includes an anthem-like number to celebrate Weill's adopted country. Thomas Hampson and Jerry Hadley, How Can You Tell an American?
How can you tell an American? Has he any distinguishing flavor? Could you spot him on an elephant in Turkestan? Or floating on a raft 50 miles at sea? As you know, a single leaf from the sassafras tree by its characteristic savor.
It isn't that he's short or tall. It isn't that he's round or flat. It isn't that he's civilized or aboriginal, nor the head size of his hand. No, it's just that he hates and eternally despises the policeman on his beat and the judge at his assizes.
The sheriff with his warrants and the bureaucratic crew,
for the sole and simple reason that they tell him what to do.
And he insists on eating, he insists on drinking, he insists on reading, he insists on thinking, free of governmental snooping or a governmental plan. And that's an American!
How can you tell an American? Has he any distinguishing notion? There's something in the essence of a good champagne that makes you certain sure you're not imbibing rain. And you won't succeed in drawing an American man on the opposite side of an ocean.
It isn't that he's good or bad. It isn't that he's gay or grim. It's only that authority repels him as a lad and never goes down with him. Yes, it's just that he hates both the guts and the faces of the people who can order him and put him through his paces.
The assessor with his taxes or the colonel at review,
or any fool official who can tell him what to do.
And he won't know to heaven and he won't know to hell.
And he will not buy and he will not sell
according to the precepts of a governmental plan. And that's an American.
How can you tell an American?
How can you tell an American?
When it comes right down to cases,
when it comes right down to cases,
anyone's virtue or particular vice, like a Scotchman's whiskey or a Scotchman's rice, or a gypsy's addiction to the gypsy's
addiction to the Marxy man,
or the racism among the
it isn't that he's black or white, it isn't that he works with tools,
it's only that it takes away his appetite to live by a book. Yes, it's just that he hates and he damns all the features of any mortal man set above his fellow creatures.
And he'll hate the undertaker when at last he dies, if he hears another variant above him when he lies.
He does his own living,
he does his own dying,
does his loving,
does his hating,
does his multiplying,
without the supervision of a governmental plan.
And that's an American.
Thank you.
Thomas Hampson and Jerry Hadley. A song like How Can You Tell an American is a strong reminder from an immigrant like Vile and a native-born American like Anderson that the nation, despite its many flaws and failures, rises from an idea, a creed, articulated by the founders and stated anew by Abraham Lincoln. As the struggle continues, we offer up two cheers instead of three. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Say there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-a-pat's through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it, someday I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say. Fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm all shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start hopping, never stopping, to find at night no work has been done. But I know that once doesn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. Michael Lasser's new book, City Songs and American Life, 1900 to 1950, is now available in bookstores and online.